All right, we've got some good ones. So I've got just a physician and a therapist. She's working with PTSD and trauma, wondering what the best way to do an old school ad would be with this.
Oh, read this if you suffer from PTSD or trauma. And I would have another one that says, read this if you have a loved one that suffers from PTSD or trauma. Yeah, and that's it, you know. And expect, you know, you're going to get a lot of, I mean, that's really, really broad. So you can have a whole lot of leads. You're going to get a lot of leads there, and you might find eventually that there needs to be some filtration process post-click. You know, so you're not calling a gazillion people unless you have other people on it. And in that case, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, that's their jobs. But that's pretty simple.
All in the copy, right? That's awesome.
Yeah, just like with something like that, you know, it's going to be super broad, and that's you're and you know, you're going to get a lot of people, and that's not all of them might be your perfect person, and you just have to sort of accept that and then start to dial in you know, the targeting, et cetera, as you go. So that's where for example, that. And I wouldn't do this at first. I would literally just get a whole bunch of them and see what happens, because they're going to be cheap, you know. But that's where this little approach from yesterday came in. Get out of there. There we go. Okay. I find this to be easier. All right. So I'll duplicate this real quick. And let's pretend. All right. If we go with something like PTSD, National Center for PTSD. Oh, that's a pretty good one. Okay, but that's not too broad. Let's see. Trauma is 130. That's not too broad either, but this is all pretty good. Let's see. What else do we have? Psychology. Okay. All right, so that's a huge one. All right, or either mood psychology. And by the way, when Facebook determines these interests, it's not just that people say, hey, this is what I'm interested in. Facebook will determine that a user is interested in this by their behavior on the platform. So they'll determine that someone's interested in psychology if they click a bunch of psychology related ads, if they read a bunch of psychology related posts, if they watch a bunch of psychology related videos, if they make psychology related posts. Like, their machine is brilliant, you know. So let's say you chose, this is a gigantic freaking thing. You might want to further narrow that audience down by going narrow audience, and then let's say Army. Boom. So now this is Army people that are interested in psychology. And so there's a good chance that now we've got still 9 million people, by the way, that now some of these folks are not necessarily saying, I'm interested in psychology, but they're reading stuff that could be not sharing my damn screen, am I? Good Lord. Every time. You know what? Sorry, guys. I'm a genius. This is what I'm trying to show you. Hang on. Numero uno. Oh, gosh. Now I just published the ad. I hit the wrong button. I hit publish instead of share. It's great. Okay, I need to turn that one off real quick. Hang on. This is what I was doing in the audience selection over here. Come on. All right, here we go. In the audience selection, I was showing how to narrow this down by saying, okay, psychology is huge, right? There's 65 million of them. If we go that broad, you're going to get everybody. But if I say they also must match Army, now we got 9 million of them, but there's a really good chance that that audience is in there, et cetera. And so you're going to test a whole bunch of them and see what happens. And that's the only caveat there. That's it.